We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here he is, one of the greats of all time. He did it all. He played, he managed, he broadcasted.
Yep.
Great charitable man. He's the chief baseball officer. It's the great Joe Torre. Joe and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Joe. Joe and Evan, how are you guys? How's the weather up there?
Oh, well, it's just phenomenal.
It could be better. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's opening day. And as you remember your first opening day as manager of the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, I remember this well. I think you had quite a bit of snow you were
was
battling
that the
with
snow?
That
Was that your first opening day, Joe, in the snow that time?
Well, actually, opening day, the actual opening day in Cleveland, we got snowed out the first game and then played the second day. In a little frigid weather. And then, of course, Pettit. I think Pettit pitched that opening
Yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yep.
At
yep.
home, yeah.
Quite a memory. Very sad day today on the passing of Rusty Staub. I think you had a chance to play with him for 1 year with the Mets. Tell us your memories of the great Rusty Staub.
Well, Rusty was a friend. I mean, I played with Rusty for a short time. I managed him for a short time with the Mets also. You know, Rusty, he was special. You know, I know he had a lot of friends, and those friends were very close. I was in spring training. I went to visit him when he was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and, you know, he was certainly aware and communicative, but, you know, he could see he was in a tough place. But Rusty, I'm going to miss Rusty just from the humanity that he has shown, especially to the people in New York City with the money he's raised for the widows and orphans of the police and firefighters. And it's a sad, sad day because Rusty was such an upbeat, positive person. And you know, when I visited him a few weeks ago, he gave me the thumbs up and. You know, did some animation with the nurse, and you know, it's just sad.
Yeah, no question. We're talking to, of course, the great Joe Torre. All right, Joe. Obviously, you know something about loaded Yankee teams. There's no doubt about that. What about this team right now? This Yankee team going into this season?
Well, again, Joe, you have to look at it. They have to play the season, and you know, on paper and on the field are two different things. They certainly look. Especially after, you know, the young players really progressed last year. Looks like they're the team to beat in the East. But, you know, it's really, and I know as a manager, you know, I enjoyed my 96 season because we were underdogs all the way. But, you know, once you start getting the expectations of supposed to do this and supposed to do that or good enough to be this, it puts a little extra pressure. So we're going to have to watch. I hope Aaron Boone has a healthy ball club because, I mean, that's the only thing that can really hurt is the loss of certain players. But, you know, they certainly look like they're poised and ready to go. So we'll see. I mean, it's all going to come down to pitching. I know when anybody talks about the Yankees that I've run into, they're talking about how many home runs they're going to hit, but it's still going to come down to pitching because in spite of us putting clocks in certain areas, you know, you still have to play 9 innings.
You know, there's a lot of changes it feels like coming in baseball. We've had replay. We may have a clock someday. I'm all right with all of that. The one thing that scares me as a diehard baseball fan, it's my favorite sport, is messing around with extra innings. And this idea that in the minor leagues – they're going to try out this whole, well, let's put a guy on second in the 10th inning, scares me more than any idea I've ever heard with baseball. Are you confident that that's never coming to the major leagues? Because I think I speak for a lot of baseball fans who would hate something like that. It's maybe the worst thing that could happen to us as baseball fans.
Well, you know, in my position, I really never want to mess with the game itself. However, when you know, you have to experience, and I'm talking about the major league level, when you get into that 15th, 16th inning, and you're trying to tell your players just get on base, and they're all trying to hit home runs, and you're using up all your bullpen, I certainly don't believe it'll ever get to the major league level. But in the minor leagues, when you understand how much development, you know, rosters are a certain level. It's, you know, I think it's necessary because those extra inning games really, first of all, the fans, you're going to lose the fans in a lot of those minor league games. So I think starting a man at second base, it's going to continue to be baseball by trying to, you know, let's try to score a runner from second. So you're watching baseball instead of people trying to hit home runs all the time, even though that's a big part of baseball. And the fact that, It really drains bullpens. And when you start draining bullpens and you put the second baseman or the reserve catcher out on the mound to pitch, that's not something that, you know, is very appealing to me. So we'll see. You know, I think it's a look and see. Let's see how it works. Initially, when we suggested it to the minor leagues, there was a lot of pushback. But I think when you consider we had one team in the minor leagues last year had like 80 extra innings because of extra inning games. And, you know, that's almost 10 games extra to a minor league schedule, which it impacts the players who, especially pitching-wise, where you probably have to start sending players from one city to another just to make sure that the team that just played those extra innings have enough pitchers to pitch the next day.
I totally get it for the minor leagues. I just think with the history
right.
of this sport.
I don't think we should waste our time,
time
talking about
good.
The major leagues.
Hey,
I mean, I can see it happening like in one of our event games, like an all-star
totally fine.
Game.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. But, no, I wouldn't. You know, lose sleep over this.
Thank
right
you. You know what? You
okay.
made me feel better because I did have a few nights where I lost sleep. So this helps me. I appreciate it.
Joe, here's the one change, though, I want to see. And I'm an old school guy. I go all the way back, you know, to the early 60s. All that. I want to see the electronic umpire behind the plate. I really do.
Do you?
I think it would speed the game up. I think it takes away from the gray area of, you know, these guys calling, you know, what's a ball and what's a strike. I think it eliminates all of that. I actually would love to see that.
Well, you know, to me, baseball is an imperfect game. I know it feels perfect at times, but it's an imperfect game. I really have an issue with that. And I think if there was electronic balls and strikes, there may be a lot of strikes called that players don't agree with because, you know, they're – even though the strike zone is at the letters, they're, you know, not all the umpires call that pitch at the letters because
they always get
a double take from the hitter. So, you know, I be careful what you wish for is all I could say. I our umpires do a good job. I hate to eliminate the human element in this game. You know, we put replay in. And I think what replay is showing you, the umpires do a pretty good job. And I guess it's something we should have expected when we put replay in that everything was going to be perfect. And our game isn't that way. And I really don't think I want it to be that way.
When I think of great managers, I think of you. I think of Tony La Russa. I think of Bobby Cox of this recent era. And it feels like managers are different now, that it's more an extension of the front office. That's what we've heard so much about. And guys with no managerial experience now managing and the GM's making the lineup. How do you feel about the role of the manager and how it's changed over the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, to me, I have direct connections with managers. I just said hello to, you know, Don Mattingly and Joe Maddon here today. But, you know, I never want, and I know technology and all the analytics and, you know, I'm a little concerned about that. And I know there's a part in our game that there is certainly useful to have all that. But the fact of the matter is I never want that person, and I'm watching Don Mattingly being introduced here. I never want a Don Mattingly or a baseball person who's in that dugout not able to use his instincts and his ability to look somebody in the eye and make a decision in the dugout. So I think there's a place for analytics. I just don't want the game to be consumed by them.
You know, and again, we're talking to Joe Torre. I know you got to go in a second, but, you know, I know you, one of your big strengths, Joe, I always thought was handling Steinbrenner. You did that better than anybody, and that helped.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you. You deal with Steinbrenner. You don't handle Steinbrenner. Just remember
that. But you did.
That.
You kept Steinbrenner away from the players, Joe. You did that. I thought that was brilliant the way you handled that.
Well, you know, I always felt that it was important. And George understood this, too, because we had conversations that I believe the players in that dugout or in the clubhouse have to know that, you know, the manager makes decisions.
Right,
you can give him information, but he still makes the decisions. And I think that was a big plus for me, having the players understand that, you know, if you're going to complain about a decision that's being made in the game, come to the manager because he's the one that does it. I thought that was important for me to be able to have relationships and communicate with the players.
Joe, enjoy opening day down in South Florida, and we'll see you in a couple months. We always
have
fun
at the golf outing, Joe.
Safe at Home Foundation outing. We look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I always appreciate you guys being there. It's very it means a lot to me, and I know the fans really enjoy it.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, always a pleasure.
Right, thanks, guys.
Great. Joe Torre, the Hall of Famer, the Chief Baseball Officer, and I feel a little bit better about extra
innings. There you go.
A little bit.
And he doesn't like the electronic strike zone deal by me.
Yeah, well, because you're an old school guy. That opinion is not old school.
No, of course. No, I know it's not.
And I think Joe Torre, for the most part, is an old school guy.
Oh, there's no doubt he is.
I'm not against that.
I just think it would speed the game up. You know, these guys, you know, they who are they going to complain to? There is no complaint.
You know
this
what?
This is the deal. It's a strike.
The one thing I don't know about, and none of us know about it, are some of the unintended consequences that come with it. That we're not even thinking about. And I think we would
like if there was a breakdown in the electronic system?
Well, you've got that, but how about this? If every strike zone is exactly the same,
right?
Which sounds like a great thing.
It does.
It could completely elevate runs scored because now the strike zone becomes so predictable to a batter that maybe it kind of changes the game where you're going to get a lot more offense.
You might, but you know what, bro? You're going to have these guys swing the bats more. They're going to swing the bat.
That could be a great positive that comes out of it. I don't know. I need to see it. They got to try that in the minor leagues.
Well, they should be doing that instead of the other thing.
Yeah, they're trying this dopey extra inning rule.
Right.
Try that thing.
Yep.
Let's give it a try.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.